Representatives from Maine's wood products industry today unveiled their plan to grow the state's forest economy by more than $3 billion over the next 7 years. As Mal Leary reports, the Forest Opportunity Roadmap is an ambitious plan that relies on innovation and technology.
Today, Maine's forest economy is pegged at about $8.5 billion a year. The goal of the group is to increase that to $12 billion by 2025. The plan is to maximize existing resources and add new technologies and products. Steve Schley is the retired president of Pingree Associates, one of the state's largest landowners.
Our vision is that Maine is a global leader in the forest products economy with a thriving, innovative, and diverse industry that provides good jobs in rural Maine communities.
Schley says innovation is key to maximizing the value of forest products. For example, he says a wood byproduct that is now used as fuel to fire a boiler could have a higher market value in another form. Charlotte Mace, executive director of Bio-Based Maine, says research at the University of Maine and in the private sector is helping to develop the products of the future.
We also have technologies that are at the pilot scale, that are at the demonstration scale, and that are at the commercial scale. And so as 4Maine moves forward in collaboration with the Maine Technology Institute, we're interested in all of the above.
Mace says the array of projects is significant and that many of the newly emerging products can be added to the lines that existing wood products plants are already producing. Jim Robbins of Robbins Lumber and Searsmont says his company is completing construction of a new plant designed to take advantage of new technologies that are either already in the pipeline or that may be developed in the future.
It's been a $36 million project, and the direct and indirect economic impact alone of just building that plant, we estimate at $21 million, which is supporting 170 full-time equivalent jobs.
Robin says he expects as new products are developed that can be spun off from that plant, the economic impact will increase. Yellow Light Breen of the Maine Development Foundation says the goal is to leverage the results of research and development of new wood-based products to attract private investment to the state. But he acknowledges that state government will have to do its part to support the infrastructure needed by the industry.
It will take a lot of public-private partnerships, and we believe some investments in transportation, in R&D, and so forth. But we know that Maine cannot afford $100 million incentive packages for businesses to move here.
Several speakers also stressed the need for access to broadband connections in the rural areas of the state where many of the wood products plants are located. They also acknowledged the need to garner political support in the state for the effort and have been meeting with legislative candidates across the state to discuss the plan. Former Pingree Associates President Steve Schley says he has also spoken with the 4 candidates vying for governor.
I think I can honestly say that having had those conversations with each of the candidates and their staffs, they get that. They understand that there is real opportunity here.
The roadmap has been 2 years in the making. The goals it lays out are not only to grow the woods industries, but to make sure the forests are managed sustainably to preserve them for future generations. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.